You're listening to the Gospel Project for Adults Weekly Leader Training, helping you guide your group through its study of the storyline of Scripture. Hey there, thanks for joining us for the Weekly Leader Training for the Gospel Project for Adults. I'm Aaron Armstrong, Brand Manager of the Gospel Project, and with me is Daniel Davis, our Content Editor for the Gospel Project for Adults. Daniel.
Yes, sir.
I'm excited. We are getting back into Unit 20, continuing on with Session 2, which is called Jesus is Tempted.
Yes.
So, let's unpack a few big questions here. First, what is this session all about?
So, in the storyline, while we had Easter last week, before that, we were looking at the baptism of Jesus by John. And so immediately after Jesus was baptized, he was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness where he was to be tempted by the devil. So this session is looking at that temptation period. He was in the wilderness for 40 days, and then the devil came to him and tempted him with three distinct temptations. I say distinct, but a clear distinction between Jesus and Adam and you and me and everybody who's listening and everybody in the world, is that Jesus succeeded in defeating each of those temptations and resisting them, whereas we so often fail.
Mm-hmm.
And because he did so, we have hope.
We do. Now, what is one challenge or issue that could come up with this session?
One challenge that can come up is that we might think Jesus had a leg up on us with respect to temptation. It's biblical and completely true that Jesus is the divine Son of God. He is 100% God. But it is also true that he is 100% human. He took on flesh in the incarnation. He is just like us in every way. And he is tempted with us in every way, except that he is without sin, as Hebrews tells us. So we might be tempted to think Jesus just blew these things off, but the reality is that Jesus had a very real temptation, period, from the devil here. These temptations were real. He was really hungry. 40 days of fasting. He was really hungry. He was really tempted to skirt the cross. And who wouldn't be? Knowing what you're about to face, it would be really tempting to skirt the cross.
Yeah.
He was really tempted for that. He was really tempted to test God's protection over him, to test that and to show that to other people. He was tempted in these ways. But he was tempted in these ways. But outside these temptations, these were outside temptations that appealed to him in his humanity, but Jesus faithfully chose to rely on and honor his Father by relying on the Word of God. So that is a testimony and encouragement for us for how we ought to face temptation that comes our way.
Right, right. To follow in Jesus' example that if he was relying on the Word of God, if he was relying on and even on the Holy Spirit's empowerment of him as well, because the Spirit was present with him at that time as well,
yes,
following his baptism. Those are the same tools that were in Jesus' toolkit, basically, are in ours.
Right.
And that's a really helpful thing for us.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's one of the important takeaways is that we have the means before us to be able to resist temptation.
Yeah.
But an even greater takeaway is the fact that Jesus resisted temptation for the sake of us.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he resisted temptation means that he remains pure, he remains holy, sinless, and therefore he can lay down his life for sinners to save them.
Cool. That's good. That's helpful. So what is one final encouragement that we would have for leaders with this session?
I'll take that back to the fact that we have Scripture, we have the Holy Spirit. So the temptations of Jesus mirror the temptations that we all face.
Mm-hmm.
We're tempted to gratify our desires and hungers. We're tempted to test God in plenty of ways that he has told us not to test him.
Yeah.
And we are tempted to circumvent God's plan, trying to get to a destination that we want as opposed to the one that God wants for us and the route that he has planned for us. So while we have all these temptations, and for our sake, we have them within and we have them without,
mm-hmm.
but the same means of resistance is available to us, the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, and the grace of God to pick us up when we fall and to welcome us home.
Mm. Daniel, it's a good place for us to wrap this up. So thanks for chatting about this passage today. This was helpful. Listeners, thanks for joining us for this week's leader training session for the Gospel Project for Adults. For more resources to help you guide your group through this session, please visit gospelproject.com/additional-resources.